Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Dr. Sean Dooley at Walter Reed Military Medical Center says President Trump is improving as he undergoes treatment for COVID-19.
The patient continues to improve. He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable. From a pulmonary standpoint, he remains on room air this morning and is not complaining of shortness of breath or other significant respiratory symptoms.
Trump is being treated for two transient drops in blood oxygen levels, but doctors say if he continues to feel well, he could be discharged as soon as tomorrow. As for conflicting statements yesterday about the president's condition, when his doctor said he was improving, his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, indicated serious concerns. Dr. Sean Connolly said today he wanted to reflect the president's upbeat attitude. Three Republican senators who sit on the Judiciary Committee are now in quarantine, but NPR's Susan Davis reports they plan to return to Washington in time for Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings to the Supreme Court.
Republican Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina have tested positive for coronavirus, while Nebraska's Ben Sasse is staying home as a precaution because he attended the Rose Garden ceremony at the White House at the center of this outbreak. Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says he will continue as planned with hearings starting October 12th and that senators can participate remotely if necessary. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to delay the full Senate's return to Washington until October 19th. The full Senate would take it up the week after, but remote voting is not allowed there, so McConnell will need a majority present and voting in favor of Barrett's nomination. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is defending his three-term record a month before the election determines whether he'll have a fourth term. As South Carolina Public Radio's Gavin Jackson reports, Graham appeared on the debate stage last night with Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison.
The first debate between Graham and Harrison focused heavily on the coronavirus response and the pending confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, which Graham's Judiciary Committee will oversee. While Graham accused Harrison of supporting a radical agenda, his opponent hit back, calling out Graham's shift to confirm a Supreme Court justice just weeks before an election, a stance Graham previously opposed. Both highlighted their humble beginnings and desire to work across the aisle, but their differences were stark, with Harrison even speaking behind a plexiglass partition, citing concern over the deadly coronavirus. Both sides claimed victory, though Harrison's campaign said it raised $125,000 during the hour-long debate. For NPR News, I'm Gavin Jackson in Charleston.
This is NPR. The conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia is escalating over Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian enclave within Azerbaijan's borders. Azerbaijan's president says he will not stop military action until Armenia sets a timetable for withdrawing its forces from the separatist territory. The two countries fought a bitter war over the disputed area in the 1990s. Three former rebel commanders in Colombia are admitting responsibility for six murders, including a conservative presidential candidate 25 years ago. The BBC's Aletra Naismith reports.
At the time, the killing of Álvaro Gómez Hurtado was widely thought to be the work of his political rivals. But in a letter to Colombia's Justice for Peace Tribunal, three former FARC commanders say they were behind the hit. Two are now members of Congress, a result of the 2016 peace accords that ended the civil conflict, part of which meant rebel leaders confessing their crimes. The war lasted over half a century, taking the lives of an estimated 200,000 people. The killers of Álvaro Gómez Hurtado have now expressed regret, saying war clouds any vision of the future.
The BBC's Aletra Naismith. An upset at the London Marathon today, world record holder and defending champion Eliud Kipchoge suffered his first defeat since 2013. Shura Kitata of Ethiopia won the race in a relentless cold rain. It was the first major world marathon to be held since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.